Sure, 16.
And Havar is defined as transferring an age from an already existing fire. But the Mishnah in Deya says, Deya Daflami Gimel, Emotim, Esa'or, Lomina Eitim, Velomina Voni, Velomina Ofa, Velomina Mayim. So the there's an Issa to create, to kindle a new fire, right? Whether you're doing it from stones or from wood, but to create a new fire is going to be awesome. Gemara says, why is that also? Mishum de kol molid v'yontif, because of molid, right? And what exactly what that issur of molid is a major machlokes rishayim. But based on this issur of molid eish on yontif, right, you're not allowed to strike a match because you're creating a fire, right? Havara is only mota on yontiv when you're transferring from an already existing fire. And we'll see examples of that afterwards, what's called transferring and what's called molid esh. But molid esh is going to be awesome. And pashtus, just one other example of that, Havara is mota if you have a pilot light on a stove. Right, so the pilot light is burning, and then you're just transferring from an already existing flame. But today, in many of the stoves, there's electronic ignition. There's no standing pilot light, and to turn on the electronic ignition would be also because of molid esh. We'll see many other examples of molid esh. Pashtus, the issa of molid esh on yontiv, is an issa de rabbanan. That it's also de rabbanan. Molid on Yontiv, Molid on Shabbos is an Issa Drabonan. Why is it Asur? Why is Molid Asur? It's not one of the Lamed Tes Melochis, right? Because Havara basically is Muta on Yontiv, Minatayra. So the Rabbonan came along and they said that Molid Esh is going to be us. So if we learn that it's an Issa Drabonan of Molid, right? An Issa Drabonan of Molid, so the Rashi Chanoruch and Rashi actually in the sugi of Molid Recha on Daf Chaf Gimel, right? Rashi explains that what's the Issa of Molid? But Molid is, it's Doima L'Molocha. The Rabbanan said you're creating something new, resembles Molocha. It's not really Molocha, but it resembles Molocha because you're bringing something new into the world, right? And there are various types of Molid. There's Molid Reach, and there's molid when you change the form, the physical form of something from a solid to a liquid. That's also an issa of molid, right? The Gemara says about, according to many Rishonim, this is the explanation of Emberaskim as Hashelig b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze snow to transform it into a liquid, to transform it into water, because you're molid. You're creating something new. A change in the physical state from solid to liquid, and possibly from liquid to solid as well. That's the Oshayla of making ice on Shabbos and Yontif, right? Because there's a change. So that all comes under molid. There are various forms of molid. But molid is only in Issa, it's only in Issa Drabonim because it looks like a melacha. You're creating a Dova Chodosh. So even though technically it's not one of the Lamed Tes Melachot, the Chazal were concerned that people will think that this is a melacha, and if you're allowed to do it, so they might come to do other melachas. That's the pashtus of the issa of molid. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says that molid emotim asayish min ha'etim venavonim v'lo min ha'matches kol zeh v'kayotzi v'oasa biyontav shlohuta biyontav v'lo lahavir me'esh mitzuyah. An already existing flame. Lahamsi eish also shari efsha lahamsi also me'erev miba'erev. Right? Also lahamsi to create a fire because you could have created the fire from before yontif. Could have created the fire from before yontif. And therefore it's going to be also. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. The Ravid said, and that's how the Rambam apparently interprets the Gemara of molid. Right? You're creating something new. You could have created it from before Yontif. What exactly is the nature of that is, so we'll see. The Ravid says, Om Avram, the Yomar, Mibnei Shehu Molid, the Enkan Hachona, Huatam Shemefurish B'Gemara. So the Ravid says, the Gemara says the reason is Molid. So there's no Hachona. There's no hachona. From the Ravid it seems that what's the nature of the Issa of create, of molid, of creating a fire? It's what? Muksa. Comes under the category of nolad. It did not exist in the world, so it's nolad. Like a beitza, shenolda biyantiv. Right? Because, and therefore, it's, since there's no hachona, was not muchan from before yantiv, so therefore it's asur to do, it's asur, and it's asur to use that flame. According to the Ravid, for sure, you would not be allowed to be mishtamish with that flame, because it has the status of molid slash nolad, right? Because it's a dovah she'ena mucha. But the question is, what exactly does the Rambam mean when he says that molid eish is also because efshel lahamtzi also miba eres? So the Magid Mishnah interprets, the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying it's an issa derabonon, right? It's an issa derabonon, because of you could have done it, me'erev. You could have done it me'erev yontif, right? You should have been molding that fire me'erev yontif, and therefore it's going to be also derabonon. The Magid Mishnah says concerning the Ravid that the Ravid says it's a din of nolad and it's going to be also. So the Magid Mishnah says it's not the same as a beitza shenolda, which is also. Beitza shenolda yontif is also because this is something that Chazal came over. Chazal said is going to be asur to get hanor from it, to eat the beitza, right? Because it's nolad. But the eish, you can't say that there's an issa hanor from the eish because fi she'ein zedova haroi bi'atzmo al levasha al lefosbo. It's not something the Magid Mishnah says that you get hanor from itself. You're getting hanor from the fact that you're lighting a fire. Right, you're lighting wood with the fire, and then you're going to cook or bake over that. So it's not quite the same as the direct hanor that you get from beitza shenolda biyonta. That they said is nolad, and it's also bachilo. It's also bachilo. But over here, you don't get a direct hanor from the eish. But we'll come back to that shortly. The Magid Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam is that it's going to be also midrabbanan, because you could have, the Rabbanan said, you could have created the fire from before Yontif. The Taz has a kasha on that. It sounds like the Magid Mishnah is saying that, so why is it also if you could have done a Me'er of Yontif? We know Eichel Nefesh, even if you could have done the Eichel Nefesh Me'er of Yontif, it's still mutter to do one Yontif. Elamai, it must be that it's considered to be lavakshire yoichel nefesh, right? Creating the fire is makshire yoichel nefesh, she'efshem me'erev yontav, and therefore it's going to be also. So the Taz efekasha on that it's not necessarily makshire yoichel nefesh, because we know that a fire can be yoichel nefesh itself, just like the Ran said, that if you chop wood for firewood to give heat, right, that's considered to be oichel nefesh itself, because you're getting benefit from that, from the wood itself. So over here also, let's say you're using that fire, you're going to get benefit from the fire itself, either the light of the fire or the warmth of the fire. So that's oichel nefesh itself. And when it says that it's when the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to create a fire, to create a flame on yontif, it's not just for the purpose of cooking. It's for any purpose you're not allowed to create a flame, right? For the purpose of light, for the purpose of heat, right? So that's Eichel Nefesh itself. So how could you say that it's Osur because of Tzmachshire Eichel Nefesh that could have been done Me'erev Yontif? Who says? The Mishnah's across the board that it asks this Moli, even if it would be a case of Eichel Nefesh itself. So therefore, that's how the Taz understood, that's how we understood the Magid Mishnah. Therefore the Taz says, no, there must be a different shot in the Rambam. And that according to the Rambam, this Isser of Molid Eish Beyontav is what kind of an Isser? What kind of an Isser according to the Taz? It's an Isser Deiraisa, because the whole heter of, even if it would be called Eichel Nefesh, that you're getting benefit directly from the fire, right? The whole heter of Eichel Nefesh, the Taz says, is only when you have something that exists and now you're being misakin it, you're baking it, you're cooking it, but it existed before Yontif, and now you're just preparing it right? For the purpose of oichel. That's when the Torah gave a heter of oichel nefesh, right? To be misakin something that already exists. But yesh meyayin, as Scott said, something that you're creating that did not exist before, right? So then there's no heter of oichel nefesh. So even if the eish itself would be an oichel nefesh, since it was the eish would be an oichel nefesh, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa to be molid that eish yesh meyayin, because on that yesh meyayin, the Torah never gave a heter of oichel nefesh. So therefore, it's going to. Therefore, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa, not an issa d'rabbanan, the way the Magid Mishnah says, right? But it's going to be an issa d'oraisa to be moilid eish on yontif. So, what's the Rambam saying that lahamsi eish also shari efshel lahamsi also efshel lahamsi also mi ba'erev? So the there's a kasha on this. If you can't create a fire on yontif, so how could the Torah ever be matir cooking, right? Mm-hmm. And implicit in this din that the Taz is saying that there's an issa d'oraisa to create a fire, but the Torah says that cooking is mutar on yom tov. How are you ever going to cook without a fire? So that's what the Rambam is answering. The issa of molid eish, not because you could have done it me'erev yom tov. That's not the reason. The reason why it's also is because there's no heter eichel nefesh on creating something which is yesh meyayin. The Torah was only matir if something exists, and now you're being misakin it, you're baking it, you're cooking it, you're preparing it for the purpose of eating. But the Rambam was bothered, so how could the Torah ever be matir eichel nefesh if you're not allowed to create a fire on yontif? The answer is, the fire could have been created me'erev yontif, right? It's efsha me'erev yontif, and therefore that's why oichel nefesh is going to be mutter to cook in bay, because you would have a fire me'erev yontif, but to create the fire on yontif itself, that the Torah never gave a heter for that. So l'maisa we have how many different explanations of the issa of molid eish on yontif? L'maisa there are really four. There are four different explanations. One explanation is that it's an issa d'rabbanan of molid, because molid is domel l'melacha. You're creating a dover chadosh, right? Just like we learned in the Gemara in Chaf Gemul, molid reyach is asur, right? To be molid reyach in a beged or in a cheres is asur, and Rashi explains, because you're creating a dover chadosh, so it's domel l'melacha, right? Second explanation is in the Rambam, that it's, the Rambam says it's efsha me'erev yontif, so it, like the Magid Mishnah seems to be learning, since it's efsha me'erev yontif, so the Rabbanon answered it, because you could have done it me'erev yontif, even though Havore is muta, and Havore is not considered to be machshirei oichel nefesh, we know that Havore is muta, but the Rabbanon says that Havore is muta when you have a pre-existing fire, but to create a fire, you could have done that me'erev yontif, so therefore the Rabbanan answers. Third explanation is the Taz in the Rambam, right? It's an issa d'oraisa, there's no heter oichel nefesh on yesh me'ayin. It has to be something that exists, and you're just being misahin. The fourth explanation is really the Ravid. The Ravid says it's a din of nomad, it's a dova she'eino muchon, and therefore, according to the Ravid, for sure, you wouldn't be allowed to use that eish that you created on yontif. What about according to the Rambam? Would you be allowed to use that eish? Magid Mishnah says yes. It's an issa d'rabbanan to create the fire, but once you create the fire,
and Mishnah Berurah brings that down.
What?
Mishnah Berurah brings that.
Yeah, but it's in the Magid Mishnah itself. In the Magid Mishnah itself, he says it's mutter to use the b'di'eved if you created the fire. Right? Person, let's say, turned on a stove that has electronic ignition by mistake. He did that on yontif. Right? He's allowed to cook on there. Right? That's according to the Magid Mishnah. Right? According to the Magid Mishnah. Who disagrees with that? The Taz. The Taz strongly disagrees with that. And the Taz says that it's going to be, and since it's an issa d'oraisa, Taz l'shitosai, that it's an issa d'oraisa, so we know what happens if a person cooks on Shabbos. A person does melacha on Shabbos. Can you benefit from that malacha? Not a benefit.
Yeah.
It's Maisa Shabbos. There's a knas that Chachomi made that is going to be also to benefit from that malacha, right? a person takes off Maisa from his favorites on Shabbos. He's not allowed. He's machmish ma'atrumas on Maisa. He's not allowed to eat those favorites. Mevashal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat those favorites. So certainly over here as well, the Tan says
you
can't benefit from it. You can't benefit. It's no different than the knas of Maisa Shabbos, because you did an Issa Deraisa over here. And you did an Issa Deraisa. In fact, the Taz goes even further than that. The Taz says not only can't you benefit from the fire that you created, you also can't benefit from the food that you cooked on that fire. If you cook food on that fire, you can't benefit. It's all part of the knas of Maisa Shabbos, not just the fire that you did. The malacha was done, the Issa was done in creating the fire, but there's a knas. You can't benefit from that fire, and you can't even benefit in the second stage. If you cook on that fire, you can't eat that food until after Yontav is over. It has a din like Mevashel on Shabbos that there's going to be a knas.
As far as Mashir is over, you know, the Rila had two psukim, so you don't know that's.
Yeah, but the Taz is not learning that this is Machshirit.
The Magid Mishnah is.
What? The Magid Mishnah.
Yeah,
okay. It should be a
Deraisa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So in Magid Mishnah says. Doesn't use the word machshir. My mission does not use the word machshir. Can't say machshir. Can't say, because havara is not machshir. It's eshem erev yontif. So that's why it's only a drabonim. Because havara is not machshir. If it would be machshir, it would be an issa deraisa. But the Magen Mishnah says only an issa drabonim. So he's not saying it's machshir. He doesn't use the word machshir. The Taz used that word. Yeah, but in Magid Mishnah, he doesn't use the word Machshir. You can't say Machshir. The Magid Mishnah himself said on Havara, it's Doimeter Machshirin. We would think it's like Machshirin, but it's not Machshirin. The Torah was Matarit, right? So it's only that this type of Havara, of Moli Deish, since you could have done it before Yontiv, it's going to be Otsa Derabonim. But it's not going to be an Issa Derech. Right. The Taz l'shitosei though, Taz learns in the Rambam that it is an Issa Deraisa. Because even if we'll call it Eichel Nefesh, Yesh Me'ayin, right? Eichel Nefesh, Yesh Me'ayin is also Mideraisa. So
there, what? He doesn't tell us where he gets that from.
You know, it's a svaris. You know, there are svaris. Svaris have a Koyach Deraisa. Not everything. That's why we learn the Rishayim.
The
Rishonim.
So the question.
You can ask the question.
Yeah.
The answer is it's a svara that the Taz says. Right?
I think maybe you could say it's Afasher Yeyaseh L'chol Nefesh. Maybe he learned from the word Yeyaseh.
Yeyachel.
Yeyachel.
Yeah.
I'm saying, do we see a similar thing? The Ramban in Melchama says something that's not Bereshuso doesn't fall under L'chol Nefesh.
Right.
It's a similar.
Yeah, okay.
The Torah only matters L'chol Nefesh if you have it.
Maybe if it's just like if you learn that those malachas are also midiraisa, kodem lisha, because it's not birshuto, but zira, so then if you learn like that, so then you could say, yeah. The problem is the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Right? The Rambam holds they're only up to the Rabban. Right. So he doesn't hold from that whole Hagdorah of Enavisha. That's in the Ramban. The Ramban and possibly Tosis, but not in the Ram. But it's very similar. Yesh Me'ayin is certainly not Birshusai, right? You're creating something that didn't exist before. Yes.
So would the Magen Mishnah agree that if you light a fire for the heat or for the light or whatever, if you would agree with the rabbit, that would be nolad?
That would be nolad.
Is there getting
no.
No, I thought you could direct
no
as allowed.
Yeah, he says it's not daime to Efrayach. Efrayach is a noyla because that you get a direct hanor from achila. It has to be hanor sachila, I guess. The hanor sachila. That's what they ask is by noyla, but not other hanors, especially since usually the eish. Usually it's used for something, to burn something else. So the Chachomim did not answer that type of Hanor. It has to be Hanor of the Dovah itself, a direct Hanor, Hanor Sachila. That's what you have to say. Yes, Ellen.
Well, first of all, why, according to the Magi Mishnah and the Pasha reading of the Rambam, it seems that like it's only Efshem Yivod Yom to light a fire, to Motzei Eish Min Havanim. But let's say to transfer fire from one place to another, you could also do that from Arabian. It's not going to miscalculate or anything. So why is that also not?
That the Torah was matted though. The Torah was matted that. So the Chachamim are not going to come along and make an issa on that.
Oh, so you'd have an easily situation where it would have been yeshar. You don't know what you necessarily would need it for. The same thing with cloud. Who knows what you're going to need to use the fire for as you want them to start.
Yeah, so you know once the Torah was matted, then it's not like the Malachas Kodem Lisha. Right, the Malach is called the Melisha. But this is, and according to Magid Mishnah, it's Mefumish in the Torah and Tzimutah. Losareish, B'chom Shodeh, B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yontav, but on Yontav and Tzimutah, so Chachomim are not going to come along and ask for that and say, well, you have to have, and you also need, even if you have a fire, pre-existing fire, right, you need sometimes to transfer it, like a pilot light, right? You can't cook on the pilot light. So the Chachomim, just like the Rambam said by Hoitzor, why didn't they ask for Hoitzor? You could have done it Me'erev Yonta, because you always might need it. You never know what you'll need. And the same thing by Havorah. So the Chachomim didn't answer that. We have a lot to cover. So the Taz says that it's going to be also to get Hanor from this Eish because of the Knas. However, others argue on the Taz, and they say that there is no Knas on Yontif. There's a Rashba, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch brings this down, that they did not make a Knas on Yontif for Maisa Yontif like they made for Maisa Shabbos. In fact, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, right here on this halacha, in Tufko Day, Rav Shulchan Aruch says, Osa Lassos Be Yontif, whether they made a knas of Maisa Yontav, the Rashba holds, based on the sugi in the second parak, that they did not make a knas of Maisa Yontav, right? So certainly, if it's if the issa here is only an issa derabbanan, it's according to the Rashba, if a person would be mafrish trumas or maisis on Yontav, he'd be allowed to benefit from the peris of chulin that he now has. You're allowed to eat it because there's no issa of maisa Yontav, and even if it's an issa deraisa. The Rashba says there's no issa of Maisa Yontif, right? And that's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch passes. Rambam does not pass in that way. The Rambam holds that there is an issa of Maisa Yontif, but according to the Rashba, there is no issa of Maisa Yontif. Because Shabbos is more chomrus, so they made a knas on Yontav. They didn't make a knas. Okay, so those are the four possible explanations of the issa of Moli. And Moli is so important to understand this halacha of Moli, because as we'll see, chashmal, right, turning on an electric appliance, right, on Yontav, the whole shaila, whether it's also on Yontav, could revolve around this issa of Moli. But before that, what exactly is the gather of the issa of Moli? Right? What's called Moli Desh? We know striking a match will be Moli. You'll rub two stones together and get a fire, right? That will be Moli, right? What happens if you have the Ksav Sofer has a number of cases that the Mishnah Berurah brings down part of this tshuva the Ksav Sofer, what happens in the following situation? Of course, you can take a match and hold it to a fire, put it in a fire, and that's considered to be mavir, right? You're transferring from a ready existing flame. What happens if you have just hot ashes and you take the match and you put them in the you put it in the ashes and it bursts into flame, right? Is that considered to be molid or mavir? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ksav Sofer, that's considered to be molid. You don't have an existing flame, an existing ash. You have to have an existing ash. And therefore, if you only have something hot ashes, so then that's going to be osur. If you have a coal though, a glowing coal, right? Even though there's no flame coming out of the coal, but you can see glowing embers, they're red hot, that's considered to be an ash, right? So if you'll take the match, or you'll take a piece of paper, whatever it is, and you'll put it there, right? So then that's considered to be that you're mavir from an existing fire. What about if you have an electric burner that's red hot, right? An electric burner, and you take a match. Can you take the match and put it on the electric burner? You can. Rav Moshe says that you can, because that's considered to be an ash. A glowing filament, a glowing metal, is considered to be an ash. That's why on Shabbos, if a person turns on an electric light, an incandescent bulb on Shabbos, and now you have a glowing filament, right? You're over nisadai rites of mavir ash b'Shabbos, because that is considered to be an ash. Right, Sam mentioned before that Reb Chaim Moshe used to say Havdalah on a light bulb because he wanted to show everyone that a glowing filament is considered to be an ash. You can say Bori Ma'oreg Ha'ash, and that's the way we paskin la'aloch. So if you have not just something which is hot, but something which is glowing, right? It's emitting light and heat. That's the definition of ash. So then you're just being mavir from one ash to another ash, even though there might be different types of ash, right? The ash of an electric filament, right? A glowing filament is produced through electricity, and a match, right? It's combustion. But as long as you're taking it from an existing ash, that's going to be mutter. That's where Moshe paskens that way in the tshuva, that a filament, a glowing filament, right, an electric burner that's red hot, right? So that's considered to be an ash be'en, and therefore there's not going to be any. The interesting shaila is what happens if a person will take a match, right, and he'll hold the match over a fire. He won't touch the fire, but he'll hold it over the heat that's being emitted from the fire, and as a result of that, right, the match bursts into flame. Is that called mavir from one ash to another ash, or is that called that you're somehow that koach of the phosphorus in the match is now being heated up, right? Just like when you strike a match, it's the friction, it's the heat that's being molded the ash. So maybe this is really a molded ash. It's not a mavir ash because you're not touching. The other fire. That's a very, very fascinating shayla. And the Shmuel Shavuot Kehilchasar brings down a psak from a Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he said you're allowed to take a match and hold it above a fire, even though it's not touching the fire, because as long as there is an existing fire, so that's considered to be mavir me'esh le'esh. It's not considered to be molid esh. But the Stipler argued on that. The Stipler said, no, you have to touch the fire. So your mom is transferring from one fire to another. So you're transferring the fire. But if you're not touching it, even though there's an existing fire, so that's going to be also. So such a machloek is between Shlomo Zalman and the Stipler. So what does all of this have to do with electricity? Chashmal on Yontiv, right, opening a light bulb, right, opening a light or an electric appliance was a very difficult issue that the poskim had to grapple with, right? Because on Shabbos it was pretty much a davar poshut from the very beginning when Edison invented the light bulb, right, and all the poskim had to write about it. So they all asked it. Question was, why was Asur on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish was one of the first Chuvis, and like, what Isur is there? What's the nature of the Isur? By a light bulb, it was Poshet. That was an Esh, that's Mavir Esh, because you have a glowing filament that gives off what's fire, what is the characteristic of fire?
Heat and light.
Heat and light, right? So a glowing filament is an Esh. That was a Dava Poshet. Question was, what about other appliances, right? Telephone and a fan, an air conditioner where you don't have an Esh there. Right? So what is the issa? What's the issa of clothing that circuit? Right? That was something that the poskim grappled with until this very day. Until what's the issa on Shabbos? And basically there are two shittas on Shabbos, right? Closing, turning on a fan or an air conditioner, right? What are the two shittas? Why it's also either before the Chazon Ish, either Moli. The Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish in Tshuva Me'ahava, the wrote I forget his Shailos HaTshuvas, but he said it's Moli by creating a current, right? Closing a circuit, you're creating a current to Nisa the Rabbanon of Moli. And then along came the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, Tanisa of Bone, or Makiv Patish, right? Issa de Reis. Very, very big difference. That was by Shabbos. Yontav was much, much more difficult. Was much more difficult Shaila, because initially there were some poskim who held that you're allowed to turn on a light bulb on Yontav. Havar is not an issue on Yontav. Havar is Mutter. But Molid is also. So how do we view when closing an electric circuit and causing the current to flow in that circuit? So there were a number of poskim, beginning with the Orech HaShulchan, who didn't exactly understand how electricity works. They didn't understand it, right? And they thought that the electricity is there, right? When you close the circuit, all you're doing is you're being Nesir Amoneya. The open circuit is preventing the electricity from flowing, but it exists already. It's existing there. It's like the current is in the wires already, and when you close the circuit, so you're removing something. An open circuit prevents it from flowing. What? Removing a block. You're removing the blockage. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to be matir. It's not in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in a different sefer of his. That he said it's not molded, because the Eish already exists, and furthermore it's only a groma bialma. It's only a groma because you're being, it's hasoras hamoneya. Something's preventing the Eish from flowing, and now you're removing that prevention. So it's only a groma, bialma.
What's just being Shabbos and Yom Kippur in that? What's just being Shabbos?
Shabbos is nisa havara. Even if you have a pre-existing flame, you're not allowed to light.
So saying, according to Mishnah Shmuel, you should be also on Yontif also because it's no lie.
Oh, no. The question is, who says it's no lie? That's the question. Is closing a circuit a molid, right? If you understand electricity, that the fire is there in the circuit, and now just by closing it, you're letting it flow from that point to another point, then there's no molding. You're not creating anything new. You're just letting it flow along the
circuit. The Aruch HaShulchan is arguing on Chazanish and Revista.
The Aruch HaShulchan, no. The Aruch HaShulchan, said there's no, on Yontav the only issue is molding. There's no issue Havar, right? So he understood electricity, it's not molding. There's no molding. Because the Eish exists already in the wires.
Right, and Yitzchak said it's also because it's
no, the Yitzchak Shalom was talking about Shabbat.
But he said there the reason it's also because it's Mol, of Nola.
Because of Mol. Okay, I didn't understand what you were asking. The, so, and there are some other Shailos HaTshuvas that held that way, the Tshuvas, Evan Yukara, the Tzitz Eliezer in a Tshuva, also suggest that maybe opening a light on Yontav is not a problem. However, the vast majority of poskim hold that it's Osur on Yontav, led by Rav Chaim Eisen. Chaim Eiser writes in his famous tshuva about closing circuits, where he proves it's not a grama, it's koyach rishon, it's considered to be your maisa, it's not a grama, because that's one of the big issues. Is it grama, or is it mamish your maisa when you close the circuit and you cause the current to flow? So he has a long tshuva, not a long tshuva, but a very concentrated tshuva, in which Rav Chaim Eiser proves that it's not a groma, it's a koyach rishon. And in that tshuva, Chaim Eiser writes that turning on a light bulb on Yontif is absolutely awesome. It's awesome because it's going to be moly deish, and it's considered to be koyach rishon. It's not considered to be a groma. Certainly, according to the Chazon Ish, right, it's going to be an issa. The right. This is the big difference whether you learn on Yontif it's an issa Chashmal is an issa Moili or it's an issa of Bone. Moli is only an issa Darabonah, right? Bone is going to be an issa Darais on Yontif as well. There's no heter of Bone on Yontif. So Yabia Oimer, Yichavidas, Rivavan Yosef has a number of truths in which he brings down all the poskim who hold that closing a circuit on Yontif is going to be also, whether it's also because of Molid or also because of Bone, but it's starting with Rav Chaim Moise, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Even though Rav Shlomo Zalman has a number of tshuvas in which he argues on the Chazon Ish, he holds it's not Bone or Makir B'Patish, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's still also. It's absolutely on Shabbos for sure. It's also and Yontav also. It's going to be also. Because he grapples with what is the nature of the issa. It says on Shabbos, if it's a light bulb, it's avora. If it's a fan, right, it'll be molded. Most probably, it'll come under the issa of molded, right? Like Rav Yitzchok Shmelke said, right? Because creating that circuit. Because they didn't understand the Mishpatei Uziel also writes there's no issa molid because you're not being molid, the circuit, the current is there and you're just letting it flow along the circuit, right? So everyone points out they didn't understand how electricity works, right? How could you expect them to understand it? Even today we don't really understand how electricity works, right? Flow of electrons, right? But still, that's a description. But so they didn't understand that, so they thought it's a pre-existing age, and you're just being mamshichit through the circuit. But today we do know that it's being generated. If the circuit is open, there's no flow. There's nothing that exists in the circuit. There's wire there, right? And then you have to. Then once you close the circuit, that's when the flow. That's when the current begins. So therefore, that's a molid. That's a molid. That's going to be molid, an eish in the circuit. And therefore, the consensus of opinion of poskim today is that that chashmal on yontiv is also. It's also to close the circuit on yontiv. Therefore, there are a number of very very important nafkaminas based on this. The This has many ramifications in terms of electric stoves, right? An electric stovetop which has electricity going through the burner, right? And the burner glows, so there's an ash, right? So you're not allowed to turn on, an electric stove, but because you're creating an ash, an electronic ignition, right? On a gas stove that has electronic ignition in order to save the hesed moment from the gas. And I'm not allowed to do that. That's moly deish. The issue in terms of the stoves are the issue is that if you want to increase the heat, so if you have a gas. You have gas and you're just increasing the flow of gas, that's okay. That's not molded. You're just letting in more gas and the fire is going to be burning. It'll be a bigger flame. But on electricity, an electric stove, there were different ways that the increase of heat, the increase of temperature works. There is one method, is a rheostat. Rheostat method means you're just increasing the current. You're lowering the resistance to increase the current. You're not starting the current, but the current is already there, but you're just, by lowering the resistance, there's an increase in current. That's going to be mutter, because there's no moly there. That's not considered to be moly, according to most poskim, because it already, the current exists. You're just adding to it, adding more current, right? But then there's something called a fixed heat. What happens in the fixed heat is when you raise the temperature from one, let's say 200 to 250, what happens is there are different circuits. The circuit for 200 degrees goes off, right? And the circuit for 250 goes on, right? So that's going to be also, you're creating a new circuit, right? So that's going to be either a molid or a boneh according to the Chazon Ish. And then you have in ovens you have thermostats, right? So a thermostat is that's going to be mutter to increase the temperature as long as it works based on a thermostat, and because you're not closing one circuit or opening one circuit and closing a different circuit, right? You're just by raising the temperature, so the thermostat is going to react to that, right? When will the temperature go on? When will it go off? Based on the thermostat. But today it's a very big problem, because most of the ovens or stoves today or work on electronic ignition, and they also have shut-offs, you know, like an automatic shut-off after 12 hours. That's why there's Shabbos mode. That's why KitchenAid and other brands have a Shabbos mode in order to counteract that, to override that, the shut-off and the various problems. I don't want to get too detailed, because if you guys were married, they would be very nogeh lamaisa. So, but now it's not so gay. For Yoni, maybe it's very nogeh. But it gets into a lot of details. But just in terms that you should know that if you're opening one circuit and closing a different circuit on the stove or the oven, so that's an iso molid or bonet. And if it's just to increase the current, right? So then there's no iso molid or bonet, because it already exists and you're just increasing. Yeah.
So just because you mentioned halacha line at the point, can you extend this to like one of those switches? It's not an on and off, it's in, like
a dimmer. A dimmer. So the dimmer, on a dimmer, if you have a light that works based on a dimmer and the light is very low and you want to raise that light if the dimmer works that through a rheostat method, that it's just increasing the current, it should be mutter. Most poskim would say it's mutter. There are some poskim.
Right, and the Piskei Shuvos, he brought in and you said, some people still say,
the Be'er Moshe.
And didn't say why.
No, he didn't say why. You have to look up the Be'er Moshe. Debrezina holds that as also. I think the Debrezina holds that any increase in current is also considered to be like a molid. Even though there's current there, it's not the same as adding gas to a fire,
right?
But increasing current is like a molid, because you're generating more current. So it's like generating something. So I think that's what he said. So, many poskim would say that it's going to be a mutter to raise the dimmer.
Would you allow? Would you?
I would not do it. How often am I saying you do it? Okay. So that's as far as molid eish on Yontes and the whole issue of Hashmal. This is very important to determine whether it's an Issa Deraita or an Issa Derabbanan, right? Opening, you know, closing a circuit, it'll have tremendous ramifications in terms of Amira Liyakul. Remember when I was in the hotel, I did Hersha, and there was a Rav Amash in the hotel, and we had these issues come up. And could you rely on Amira Liyakul in terms of circuits, in terms of the everything's electric in the kitchen. So if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Shvus to Shvus, B'Mokum Tzorech Godol. If the nisa de raisa, like the Chazanish says, right? So then it's a mirali akum to do a nisa de raisa. We're not matter that with Sarah Toto. No, it's only it has to be a shuls to shuls. So there's tremendous ramifications in terms of whether it's a nisa de raisa or a nisa de rabbon. In terms of havara, so we know that havara is motor letzarech hayom, right? We say mitoch by havara. What about if you have no tzarech hayom at all? What's that called? What's that sugya? Ner shel batola. Ner shel batola means you're lighting a candle, and there's no tzarech. Why are you doing it? You have a reason for doing it, but there's really not. It's not considered to be a tzarech.
Show off your riches.
Show off how wealthy you are. It's not a tzarech yontiv. It's not a tzarech hanos haguf, right? It's not a tzarech mitzvah. So the what's the question about that? A ner shel batola. Where's the mocker for that? For ner shel batola.
Yushalmi
has a machlekes about ner shel batola on yontiv, right? Chizkiya holds it also, and the there's a masnisa, right? So that holds that it's mutter. And it's interesting, what's the reason the brisa gives? What? The pasuk. The Yom HaShabbos, Shabbos is a havori is also, but on yontiv, havori is going to be mutter. That means, afilu shelo litzerech, afilu shelo litzerech klal, havori is going to be, mutter. So it's very similar to what the Magi Mishnah said in Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam is like Shitas Rashi, right? Shelo Litzarech Klal is Mutter, and it's based on the Pasuk. So what's the Maskona of the Yerushalmi? Maskona of Yerushalmi is Lo Tesa V'lo Tishrei. It's a Sofik. Yerushalmi remains with a Sofik. A Sofik, don't be Matir. So therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, you cannot light a Ner Shel Batola. That's what the Rosh quotes. The Rosh, and Tosis will see, quotes the Yerushalmi, that it's going to be Osur. But what is the definition of Ner Shel Batola? What's the definition of Ner Shel Batola? So the Rosh says, if it's Ner is Beit HaKnesses, even though there's light in Shul already, but you want to be Mosif, more light, so that's not a Ner Shel Batola. That's going to be Mutter. Why is that Mutter? It's covered Beit HaKnesses, and it's Simchas, more Simchas Yontif, the more light you have, the greater Simchas, and even during the daytime, not only at night, even during the daytime, right? The fact that you have more light there, it's a greater covered, and lends a greater Simcha.
So even if no one was there, right?
What?
So even if no one was there.
It's covered Beit HaKnesses. So that's considered to be like a mitzvah. That there's a tzorech in doing that. There is a shita that holds that ner shel batola is mutter legamrei. Ner shel batola is mutter legamrei, and this is brought that Bir Halacha brings it down. It's the Mogen Avraham, the Marshal quote the shita of who is that? Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes that mutter lahavir hafisha eino letzorech achila. And then Mutal Havir, and they understand the Rambam Lishita, that the Rambam Shita is Shalom Litzarech Achila, means Shalom Litzarech Lal. That's how the Ravid understood the Rambam. The Ravid says, argues on the Rambam, Lahadig Ner Shal Batola, Kigon Hamadig Ner Lekovid, Yushalmi Yom Lotetsa Velotishre. That it's going to be, a Ner Shal Batola is going to be offered. But the Rambam apparently held that Ner Shal Batola is mutter, that fits in very well with the way the Magid Mishnah interprets the Rambam based on the Pasuk. He didn't paskin the Maskon of the Yerushalmi. He paskins that Ner Shel Batola is going to be mutter, and that's what the Marshal says. That's why people are not so, maybe that's the reason why people are not so nizar in Ner Shel Batola. They're not so careful about it. And they like candles in the house even if they don't need it. Right, it will be a ner shel batola. Maybe they're relying on the shita saram, but Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosis and the Rosh based on the Yerushalmi, the ner shel batola is going to be osur. So what is ner shel batola? So one example. What are examples of ner shel batola? Certainly, if a person lights a candle for no reason at all, right? It's a nesher batola. But even if he has a reason, right? But the reason is not a valid reason for yontif, right? It's not valid. What's an example of that?
Show off riches.
What? Show off
riches.
Show off his riches. Right? To show off his oishem. He's not doing it because he needs more light in the room, because he wants, or because he wants greater simchas yontif, but just to show off his riches. That's a ner shel batola. That's one example. Another example of ner shel batola, b'halacha kota mi'iri. Mi'iri defines ner shel batola, that a ner, that shaloi litzoyrech, the person goes to sleep, he just doesn't want to sleep in a dark room. That's all. He wants to leave the light on. Right? Motel 6. Leave the light on. What?
If it's for a child.
If it's for a child who's afraid, if they have, they're scared. So that's not an air shot at all.
What is this?
Why
is he doing it?
What if the adult has a phobia of the dark?
I'm sure. Yeah, if he has a phobia, if he's mitzvah, if he has a real tzar to sleep in the dark, so that's not a ner shel batol. But if he just wants to, he wants, when he wakes up at night, he wants to be able to have an air. But it's not, so he's lighting the candle for the purpose. He doesn't have a real fear. Not a real fear, it's not a phobia. It's not that he'll really be scared, and he's not really going to have tzar, but he just wants to, some people like to have a light on in the room. That's all. It's not enough of a reason, right? If you'll take him to a psychologist, the psychologist will figure out why he wants the light. But it's not a real phobia that, you know, if I don't have the light on, I'm gonna have nightmares, and I won't be able to fall asleep. And no, it's okay. That's it.
What we call it, shalom bayis from Shabbos.
What?
What we like is shalom bayis.
Shalom bayis is not shel batola. That you shouldn't trip. You shouldn't trip.
That's not what he's doing.
No. When he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's in bed. But he lights a candle. What? That's okay. If he wants to get out of bed, he doesn't want to trip on something. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are people, we know that there are people who have strange habits that you can't explain, right? So that's this person has a strange habit. He wants a nair. He wants a nair. There's no rational, really rational reason for it. That's a nair shel batola. What?
Nair tamid.
In shul though, a nair tamid is that's okay. Now, the interesting shaila that the poskim, the Ksav Sofer talks about this is a yortzeit candle. Right? A yortzeit candle. There's no mitzvah to light a yortzeit candle, or on a day when there's yisker, right? There's a minhag to light a yortzeit candle on the day when there's yisker. So there's a whole question whether lighting a yortzeit candle, you should light it before yontif, but let's say you forgot to light it before yontif. So is that considered to be a ner shel batola? You can't light it on yontif, or do we say no that? That since there's a minhag l'kovid ovi v'imo, so therefore it's not a ner shel batol. So this is the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer has the tshuva on this. It's put down at the end of the beer halacha that if you should light it before yontiv, if you didn't light it before yontiv, you should light it in a place where it's mosif or in the cheder, that you'll have more light, but where you're eating. Right, so there's
a little bit more of a use.
What?
More actually.
Yeah, they have some use. Or light it in a dark room,
right?
So you'll have use when you go into that room. You'll be able to see where you're going. But make sure that there's some kind of use from that yortzeit candle.
What room is not gonna have use?
What?
The room that you're never gonna go in. I mean, what is he excluding?
No, let's say you have in the bedroom. You already have lights on in the bedroom, or you have in the bathroom, or what? Mosifor would be where you're eating. So then there's a Tosefes Ora lens greater simcha. But it's not a room where you're eating. Then you're just going in and out of there. So then that's not considered to be, that Hosefes Ora is not significant. It's not important. There's no COVID yontif in that. He says Bishaf HaDechak, maybe it can be matir, the Ksav Sofer says, because it's like a nershal mitzvah, because it's the COVID avosa. So, but it's better, definitely better to light it before yontif. If you didn't light it before yontif, then you light it either in the dark room or by the table. Or by the table. So it's mostly for Bishan Ibimakam Ha'achila. The problem today is, you know, on you say Yizkor on, let's say, the eighth day of Yontif. So you can't light it Me'erev Yontif. It'll burn out, right? So then you have the Shaila, you want to light it on the last day of Yontif. So here's where, this is when the Shaila comes up, right? So today somebody came up with a nightfall, with a 48-hour candles. So you light it Me'erev Yontif once. And it burns both days Yontif, right? That's what people should do. They should get the 48-hour candle.
What about for the 3 days?
What?
The 3 days?
Yeah. No, you'll never have, or your 3 days. You mean 3 days?
Well, I mean, I don't
know. It's very rare that you have a Shabbat. No, it's not Shayach. Erev Pesach. It's not Shayach. Yitzchak is always the last day of Yom Tov. It's not Shayach.
Okay.
But another interesting scenario in terms of Ner Shel Batola is brought up by Rav Shlomo Zalman. When you're Bayak Nahaz, right? So you're making Havdolah on Matzoi Shabbos, Yontiv, right? It's Yontiv after Shabbos. So by Ner Shel Havdolah, we use an Avuka. We use a torch. When you're doing Yak Nahaz, you don't use a torch. Because your whole Havdolah candle then will burn down. Right? Will burn down. So what do you use? What do people do? Right? Take two candles together. So let's say they don't have two candles. They didn't light candles yet, or whatever it is. They, for some reason, they don't have two candles that are lit already. So, but they have one candle that's lit, and are you allowed to light a second candle just for the hidur of avuka? Avuka by Havdolah is a hidur. It's a hidur mitzvah, right? If you have a single candle, you still make Bari Mary Esh on a single candle. But it's a hiddur to have a number of different
That's not necessary. That's
no,
not
no, it's a hiddur. It's a hiddur.
Just one,
but it's a hiddur. But it's not absolutely necessary. So can one light an extra candle, a second candle, for this hiddur of avuka, right? And that's the only reason why you're lighting that extra candle. Is that called a tzarech hayayim, or is that called a ner shel batola, that you really don't need it?
Hiddur a cover.
What?
The cover. Hiddur the cover.
Yeah, right. So if we can do it for Beis HaKnesses, no one else can.
No. Beis HaKnesses, a special meaning of having lights in the Beis HaKnesses. Special meaning. And as many lights as you have, it's all considered to be covered Beis HaKnesses. Covered mitzvah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Kilkasa, brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman that he raised this issue, and in the Shmir Shabbos Kilkasa, he leaves it as a suffix. In the Tikkunim U'Miluim, you know, there's a third volume of Shmir Shabbos Kilkasa, where they have certain changes that Rav Shlomo Zalman made, additions, changes. So over there, he decided that it's considered to be a tzorech for the hiddur mitzvah, and therefore you are allowed to light the second candle. Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv says you should not light the second candle for that hiddur. What you should do, take two candles that are already burning, right? The candles that were lit for Hadlokas Neiros, take those two and put them together.
Isn't the shadow you didn't have it?
What?
Isn't the shadow you didn't have it?
He says you should make sure to have it.
If you don't,
make sure. If you don't, so he said don't. So if you don't have candles for Havdolah, so then you just light one candle for Havdolah. That's all, just one candle. But so you should try to make sure that you have candles for Havdolah. That's what Rav Yashiv. Shlomo Zalman, however, in his final psak says that you're allowed to, that you'd be allowed to light an extra candle. Because of the hiddur, that's not considered to be a ner shel batola. Yeah.
Why in all these cases don't we say that the simchas yontif and being yotzei the mitzvah mermufkar, or the simchas yontif in the fact that you have a yard site that you want to like do it?
That's
why
not simchas yontif. Simchas yontif is bossa
v'yayin. It's like
physical.
B'shlamas be'alma, the idea of
physical. It has to be a physical pleasure that you have for simchas yontif. the fact that you're happy that you yotzei a mitzvah, that's not, apparently that's not Simchas Yontif. That's not that has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. It has tzorech mitzvah is matir. Tzorech mitzvah, right? To carry out a lulav in Esrog. We don't say the het over there is Simchas Yontif that I'm able. Maybe there are some Hasidim who have such simcha when they take lulav in Esrog that they, you know, they dance when they're taking lulav in Esrog. But we don't call that Simchas Yontif. It's tzorech mitzvah, tzorech mitzvah hayom. So now, is this called a mitzvah hayom? Right? The fact that you don't really need it for the mitzvah havdolah, you just, it's a hidur, it's a mitzvah min amuvchor in the to have the avuka. So maybe that's not called a tzorech mitzvah. So basically it's considered to be a ner shel batolah. Or not, or do we say no? The fact that it's a mitzvah min amuvchor, that makes it into a tzorech
mitzvah. Your side can...
Your tzai candle.
That's all just minhag based.
It's all minhag. It's only minhag. Yeah.
So
maybe it's a ner shel batol, or maybe not. Maybe the fact that it became a minhag, and the basis of the minhag is that ner represents neshama, right? And ner is neshama. So it's like a kovid for a kovid avay. So maybe it's not a chiyuv kibud avayin to light a your tzai candle. It's a minhag. So then, is that ner shel batola or not? So you have a numerous shaylis concerning ner shel batola. Since we do paskin that ner shel batola is also according to Shita Sarambam, right? According to Shita Sarambam, ner shel batola is mutter because he holds even shalolitzer a klal is going to be mutter. Yeah.
If you're walking a child, we said that's the very first shear. Tzorech Yontov, this is simply Yontov, just to be walking with your little baby.
Right. Yeah.
That's not true. Why shouldn't it be as much simple as that?
No.
That's a different type of simcha.
That's called more of a physical simcha. Physical simcha doesn't necessarily mean that stomach, right? Stomach. No, that if a person wants to take a stroll and he enjoys the stroll, that's also Simchas Yontov. So I have more simcha if I stroll with my child, right? That's different than the simcha of mitzvah, and that's not simchas yontes, that's tzorech mitzvah. Is this considered to be a tzorech mitzvah, or is it a ner shel batol? Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll do kibui. We'll do sugya kibui is the big sugya. So you have the end of today's sugya, right, on kibui. That's sugya ma'ula ashen. And then tomorrow's shiur is all about kibui and whether we say mitoch by kibui. Okay, so that's.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.